College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm with Terry Bourgeois, who is the founder of the Empire State Ride. The Empire State Ride is underway. It took off yesterday from Staten Island. Hundreds of bikers crossing the state on two wheels. Terry, we're a day in. Where's your head this morning?
My head is actually filled with pure gratitude for everyone that showed up to do this ride from all over the country, and in fact, other countries as well. It's absolutely incredible. And not only for the riders, but the communities that we've been riding through, it's one, beautiful. Two, people are so supportive. Last night, we were at Summers Middle School in Summers, New York, and we're headed to Dutchess County Fairgrounds. You know, today is kind of a relatively easy ride. We're on a lot of bike path. Yesterday was also not too bad until the end. People were, you know, saying some names in vain as they were heading up some hills. But we make it. And the programming that we had last night was fantastic. Again, Dutchess County Fairgrounds tonight. And it's just a beautiful thing to see so many people from all around the country and, in fact, world coming together for one mission, to end cancer.
And we'll talk about that mission in just a moment. But how many riders do you have this year? How does it compare to when this first started?
Yeah, this year we have on the road with us about 230 riders. Last year we had a few more because one of the reasons is it was our 10th anniversary last year, so we expected a little bit of a dip, but we're very confident that next year we're going to come back up again with more riders. Total participants in some fashion is about 300 this year because we have people doing hometown challenges. Some people are joining us the last 2 days when we get the Weedsport Raceway in Weedsport, New York. So about 300 total participants, 220-ish, 230 on the road with us.
And it's not easy. I mean, what are they biking a day, roughly?
We're doing roughly 80 miles a day. Day three and four is 100 miles. So when we go from Albany to Utica, it's a 100-mile day. And there's so many people here that it will be their first 100-mile ride ever. And we really celebrate that. But for now, it's just some beautiful countryside as we're heading up the east side of the Hudson River. Hudson Valley is just stunning. And for people that have never been there in this way, even people, residents of New York that, you know, drive the interstate or fly, you don't get to see New York State like you do from a bicycle seat.
And what an accomplishment to say you biked across New York State, like you said, with the goal of ending cancer. That goal, where are we right now as you try to do this?
In terms of ending cancer, I can tell you, Susan, I've been involved with the Roswell Park Alliance Foundation and Roswell Park for 26 years, and I've never been more excited than I am now about what is going on. I just feel like there's so much momentum. Last December, we opened up 20 clean rooms, vaccine manufacturing rooms. These 20 clean rooms are the most number of these types of facilities of anywhere in the nation, any academic center in the nation. They're used to create personalized vaccines. So we have 20 of them that we opened up in December. We have personalized therapies that are being developed and advanced because of this capability that Roswell has. And on top of that, there's a new consortium of academic centers and cancer centers across the state that are all collaborating together, leveraging these clean rooms to speed up the process of bench, if you say, the researcher's idea or the researcher's analysis of a cancer, and getting that cure to the bedside. So, Susan, it's a new paradigm, and it's fueled by donations. None of this would happen if it weren't for philanthropy that started to get these types of initiatives moving. So support for this is huge.
People's dollars, every dollar is going toward this. You, though, have a personal connection. Your wife has been battling cancer. And I saw her a couple of weeks ago at the Ride for Roswell, And she was doing, I'm going to say it was a long ride. It was like 60 miles,
yes,
maybe?
Yes, yes, yes. She ended up doing 45 miles at the Ride for Roswell just a couple weeks ago. And yeah, Maria had a pretty heavy-duty experience. She had 430 hours of chemo. She had a 12-hour surgery that removed her left kidney and part of her large intestine. And, you know, she had that 430 hours of chemo over several months. She rang the bell in May 3 years ago. That year, she ended up doing 400 miles of the Empire State Ride in July after ringing the bell in May. And she's done the ride. This will be her ninth time. She's out here now. And she also works very hard at fundraising. So I'm very, very, very proud of her.
That's amazing that she's out there too, again, on this one. The other thing about this Empire State Ride is the unity. I've seen it every year. The way everyone comes together and you're all, you know, have the same goal. You sleep in tents every night and have meals together. There's something about that camaraderie, isn't there?
Oh, 100%. You know, we have a saying that is that we start as strangers and we end as family. And I can tell you that that is 100% true. Just noted by our 60% retention rate of people that have done this over and over again. But, you know, an example of this family that expands boundaries. We recently had one of our riders do a hometown challenge, and he rode from Oregon to Buffalo, 2,900 miles, just completed. He's one of our bike mechanics right now on this ride. And the support that he received from the family, if you will, every single day on his journey, he talks about that. And it's inexplicable on what happens with this bond that we form. And I don't know, there's this thread, this tangible thread that seems to intertwine all of us. And we are all very different people. We come from different walks of life, different experiences, different capacities. And this week, we are the same. And every year when I get to the end of this ride in Niagara Falls, you know, I think and I sit back and I say, this must be what love is supposed to look like.
Well, safe travels. But before we go, how can people make a donation, make an impact on this ride?
Yes, EmpireStateRide.com. There's a big orange donate button up at the top. You can select a rider and donate there. It's that easy. EmpireStateRide.com. Click donate and fuel us through that finish line.
Safe travels. We'll look for you Saturday.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Terry Bourgeois, founder of the Empire State Ride.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.